This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by a representative from AutoMD.com, who's going to be telling us all about some safe driving tips when it comes to the holiday season. We've got Thanksgiving around the bend, so Tracy Virtue will be with us to tell us all about some of those tips momentarily. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, one of the big unveils at the L.A. Auto Show, the Media Days, which just happened a few days back, was the Ford Shelby GT350 Mustang for 2016. And we're going to be joined by the chief nameplate engineer for the vehicle coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. In hour number two, continuing our coverage of the L.A. International Auto Show, we've got James Bell from General Motors, who's going to be stopping on by to tell us about the important unveils from GM, including the new V-Series for Cadillac's ATS lineup, among other things. And also, we're going to be talking with Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com about some forgotten muscle cars. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, anytime, 24 hours a day. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome from AutoMD.com somebody that's been with us in the past, and it's always a pleasure to talk to her. Her name is Tracy Virtue. Hey there, Tracy, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great. Thanksgiving's just around the corner.
I know. I can't believe it. It seems like this year, 2014, has really moved at quite a rapid pace, and here we are on the edge of Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holiday season.
I know. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready either. Absolutely not. Well, let's talk a little bit about Turkey Day. This is, I understand, one of the busiest times of the year when it comes to folks traveling. Tell us a little bit more.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think last year it was estimated that 43.4 million Americans drove like 50 miles or more just so that they could be with friends and family for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And did you know that 37% of travelers traditionally head out the day before? So this year, Wednesday's going to be a busy travel day.
So Wednesday will be the busiest single day of travel in the whole year?
Yes.
Wow.
So if you're traveling for business, don't go on Wednesday.
not a good idea. Absolutely not.
Yep. And I thought it was interesting, too, that you know most folks are averaging 600-mile round trips. I mean, they're traveling a long ways.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a real significant amount of travel. And, of course, Americans love road trips and love to get out there and hit the highways, but it's very important to be prepared for such trips like this, a Thanksgiving holiday trip. You just don't go out and get in your vehicle without having it checked out. Let's talk about some of the important tips that you've put together for Thanksgiving Day driving. I understand preventive maintenance is one thing that a lot of folks are neglecting.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't tend to budget for maintaining our cars, and so it's always a, oh, wait, I need to have money to do what? But I would definitely suggest that before you hit the roads, at least one thing is to get your engine oil and filter changed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's it's a critical one regularly, but especially if you're going to start to put a lot of miles on your vehicle like most folks do for Thanksgiving, it keeps it safe. And other things you can look at, too, you know, in terms of just the regular maintenance that is really important you can do quickly without having to spend a lot of time is getting your transmission fluid checked, checking your coolant level, you know, making sure it's got the right mixture and condition. And you know what? Here's a simple one. Check your vehicle's tire pressure. And make sure you've got a lot of windshield washer fluid. And those are a couple of things just before you hit the road you can easily do, and it doesn't take a lot of time and it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Absolutely. Those are all great tips. And, of course, with winter around the corner and in many parts of the country already folks getting some pretty severe cold, it's very important to be prepared for some of that weather. And I know being stuck without windshield washer fluid, it's a small thing, but it can really be a major leak hazard if you don't have your windshield washer fluid topped off.
That's right. And if you're up in the cold temperatures, you want to make sure you've got the right kind of fluid in there that's going to be able to get rid of, you know, freezing rain and ice as it starts to pile up on your windshield. It's not just water you want in there. That's just a disaster waiting to happen.
That's so true, Tracy. Let's talk another area of neglect, tires. This one seems to be very common these days. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, I mentioned it a little earlier, too. It's first thing you want to do is make sure you've got the right amount of air pressure in your tires. Because if they're underinflated, then you're going to increase the wear, and that can lead to a lot of damage from, you know, potholes, which are way too prevalent on our roads, and heat. The other thing, too, that's important, Bob, is you keep your tires inflated to the proper pressure, it actually improves your gas mileage. And I think it's like up to, like, 3.3%. So, you know, I mean, I know gas prices have come down a little bit, but frankly, this is an easy one to make sure you're getting the most effective use of your money in the gas tank.
So true. And it's very important, too, to look at the condition of your tires. Look at your tread. See how much you've got. See how much wear the tread has already.
I mean, think of it. If you're on a bald tire or a tire that doesn't have any tread and you're driving through, that's easily going to cause you to slip and slide way more than if you've got the right amount of tread on there. And you can be in an accident, and that's definitely going to make you have a bad Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And another thing that you should be thinking about if as you head out for one of these 600-mile road trips is making sure that you get your best fuel economy because, you know, that's a pretty significant trip, and even with the price of gas down, it's still a significant dent in your wallet.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can even think about it from when was the last time you had your tires replaced. You think an average life of a tire is somewhere, you know, between 40 to 60,000 miles. You know, you want to make sure that you haven't driven that far or farther and are still on the same tires. I like the trick of taking a penny and putting Lincoln's head into the tread. You know, if you can still read the words, then you know you're okay.
Yeah, it's a simple one, but it's so, so important. Tracy Virtue is with us here from AutoMD. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you have a question, if you're one of those folks heading out for a big trip coming this Thanksgiving just around the bend, and you'd like some personal advice, we'd love to hear from you. So call us or email me, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. How about yourself, Tracy? Are you staying close to home, or are you one of those folks that are going to be hitting the highways for a Thanksgiving adventure?
Well, this year I'm actually sticking at home, and last year we drove from Los Angeles down to San Diego, so we're hoping folks from San Diego will drive up here this time. So. But I did just get my tires replaced, so I'm all ready for the road.
Yeah, and it is so true. And speaking of California, I was talking to somebody a little bit earlier today about the fact in Southern California, it doesn't rain that much, and a lot of oil and stuff gets on the highway. And then when it does rain, it can be really treacherous. And if you don't have the tires in good shape, if you don't have good tread on your tires, even a small amount of rain can really cause a lot of havoc. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the dashboard warning lights. ignoring them, number one, and many other symptoms with Tracy Virtue from AutoMD don't go away.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here at GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're having all kinds of fun with Tracy Virtue from AutoMD.com, getting you ready for Thanksgiving. And Tracy and the crew at AutoMD.com have put together some Thanksgiving driving tips, and we're running down some of those tips. We've already covered stop putting off preventive maintenance. It's very important not to ignore that simple stuff like changing engine oil and filters. And also another tip that Tracy has been telling us is do not neglect your tires, because it is not a good thing to be riding around on tires that are bald, to say the least. And underinflated tires can cost you money at the pump. There's no question that if you're running on underinflated tires, you're not going to get the proper fuel economy. And before the break there, I brought up the point about California. It's definitely very common in California. I've spent quite a bit of time in the Los Angeles area, and when it rains out there, things really slow down because, number one, folks aren't used to driving in the rain, and also it's that stuff that's on the highways that gets deposited that folks don't realize it until it gets wet, and then all of a sudden you've got a lot of oil and other substances on the road causing havoc with the vehicles.
It sure does. I always like to tell our friends from the north, it's like black ice in the middle of summer.
Yes, exactly. Let's talk about dashboard warning lights. I know I've told this story before on air, but I always kind of think about this whenever I think about that check engine light. I remember on more than one occasion being in a taxi in New York City, and the taxi driver just simply put a piece of tape over that check engine light on his dashboard. That's not a good thing to do, Tracy.
No, it is not. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, he's definitely having a problem with the gas mileage if you're ignoring the check engine light. But, I mean, they're warning lights for a reason. And you're supposed to realize that, you know, if you're going to ignore it, you're just setting yourself up for an even more expensive repair and, worse yet, unsafe driving conditions.
And it's so true.
Yeah. I mean, there's four that you really want to pay attention to. The check engine light, your oil light, the temperature light, and your brake light. You know, those four are pretty key. And you know, like that taxi driver, just because it's on, it doesn't mean that the car is running fine, even though it's still drivable. There's all kinds of things that can be misfiring in the vehicle, and the longer you ignore them, the more complicated the problem becomes later on. So it starts with one system, and then that affects the next system and the next system, and all of a sudden, instead of fixing one thing, you've got three or four things to fix.
Mm-hmm. So true. Ignoring that oil dashboard warning light can really cause some serious problems. If in fact the indicator light is correct, that can really do severe damage if your engine is running on low oil pressure and or losing oil at a rapid rate of speed. The same thing is true for high temperatures. If you've got that temperature light on and you're on the edge of overheating, both of these can do really severe damage to the engine itself.
That's right, and then you're talking thousands of dollars to get it fixed. And the
exactly.
One that things, as you know, as folks are driving on Thanksgiving here, if your check engine light comes on and it starts to blink, this is a warning light now yelling at you, saying, hey, stop, right? Because that is such a severe misfire. Your car's catalytic converter can be blown, your engine can be blown, and then you don't even have a car. So talk about being late for dinner.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about not driving on fumes and making sure that you top off your tank. It's not a good place to be on the highway away from your normal locale and all of a sudden notice that you have very little fuel in the tank.
Well, that's right. I mean, the earlier cars, you know, from the 60s, the 70s, 80s, they had carburetors, and so you could run it down to fumes, you know, fume your way into the gas station, fill it up, and away you go again, right? And that's no problem. But now we've got these fabulous things called fuel injections. And
yes.
Those fuel injectors need to have fuel in the car because that's how they're cooled. They're basically electric pumps. And if you drive your engine to fumes, I mean, it's like, the fuel pump has no liquid to suck up anymore. It's sucking up air, and because it runs on liquid, the air just wrecks it. And then now, you know, the pump is going to fail, and now you've got to pay to diagnose it. You've got to pay to have the fuel pump, your fuel tank, and all the lines. It's just bad. So once you kind of hit a quarter of a tank, you know, then your trip to the pump isn't as expensive because you're not filling up the tank, but overall you're saving money because you're not going to have this fuel pump problem later.
really good advice, Tracy. And another thing that folks shouldn't do is diagnose car systems themselves. They really need to bring it to a ASC-certified technician, an auto MD technician. Tell us a little bit about the importance of not being your own diagnostician.
Well, it's challenging, Bob, because today's vehicles are so complex. And in fact, if you've lifted up your hood lately and to look at your engine, it's encased in all kinds of different material. You can't really see things. There's always this famous picture of like six guys looking into a hood of a vehicle. Now they'd all be scratching their heads, going, "Well, where is everything?" so they're really complicated, and a lot of the symptoms are misleading. I know folks, you know, the engine light goes on, and they go to retail outlets, say, "Oh, well, read me the code." Well, the code is just the first step in the diagnosis. Remember, I talked about all those different systems, one that leads to another. And because it's so complicated, if you try to do it yourself, you could be thinking you need your spark plugs replaced, and really your mass airflow sensor needs to be cleaned. You know, so you, mm-hmm. if you go to the folks that have all the diagnostic tools and they've been trained in all the new systems on the vehicles, That's what you're paying them for, is their expertise. You know, they work on hundreds of these every day, and you're just looking at yours. And I think you're going to save yourself money in the long run by getting the experts to look at it and really figure out what's going to fix the problem, not just mask the symptom.
So true. Tracy, tell us about AutoMD.com.
Well, AutoMD.com is a great consumer advocate for auto repair, Bob. We try to help people understand, you know, where can you go, what places can you trust to get your vehicle fixed, how much is it going to cost. We have this great quoting feature where you can go online and find out, hey, if I need brake pads, what would it cost to get them fixed, mm-hmm. and who can I trust to do it? We've got a lot of information for consumers to find out more about their vehicle so that when you do go into a service shop, you're just going to have more confidence in the discussion that you're having with the experts.
And that's really important and gives the consumer a lot of power. I mean, if you go in armed with the information from AutoMD.com, it really can make a huge difference, and you'll walk away from the experience feeling a whole lot better about yourself and the experience.
Yep, and if you tell the service shop you found them on AutoMD.com, you should get fantastic service because, you know, they're appreciative that we recognize the skill that they're bringing to consumers.
Well, Tracy, as usual, it's an absolute pleasure to spend time behind the microphone with you, and thank you so much for these Thanksgiving driving tips, and look forward to getting you back. Maybe we'll do it again around Christmas time. That might be a good idea.
Sounds great, Bob. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, Tracy. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll take a pit stop, and then on the other side, one of the big unveils at the L.A. International Auto Show. Mustang is bringing back a new Shelby for 2016. We'll find out all about it. Don't go away.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
The press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show are officially history, and lots of really cool debuts. I didn't make it out there myself this time around. I had some family stuff that kept me home, and family always comes first, but I love the LA Auto Show. Hopefully I'll be back there next year. And one of the big unveils was from Ford. They had a couple of big stories, but for all of us arrested adolescents, all of us who love performance vehicles, they announced that for the 2016 model year, they're bringing back a great old nameplate from the past. There'll be a brand new Shelby GT350. And we are scheduled to be joined by the SVT chief nameplate engineer, but we're having a little bit of phone connection problem with him. So I'm just going to tell you a couple of things about the vehicle. Hopefully we'll have Jamal call into us so we can tell you the rest of the story. But this vehicle, of course, if you've been following the Mustang in recent years, in the previous generation of the Mustang is all new for model year 2015. We had the Shelby GT500 Mustang. We did not have a Shelby GT350 in the previous generation. There was a special limited run of models called the Boss 302. But this time around, the engineers and folks at Ford have resurrected the GT350 Mustang with the idea of bringing to market a vehicle that is capable of tackling the world's most challenging roads as well as racetracks. This is a vehicle that is equally at home on the racetrack as it is as a daily driver. In my opinion, this is kind of Ford's answer to the Chevrolet Camaro Z28, which is back and really is a track car more than anything else. It's really geared as a driver's car and really meant for people who take their Z28 to the track at least once in a while. They have another Camaro called the ZL1, which is also a very high-performance rendition of the Camaro, but that one is much more of a grand touring vehicle. Like the Z28 Camaro, the Shelby GT500 has a normally aspirated engine, unlike the Shelby GT500s of the past decade. This engine is all new for the Shelby GT350. It's a flat plane crankshaft, and that's an important thing. Remember that flat plane crankshaft, high revving 5.2 liter V8 engine. They haven't officially announced the power numbers, but it's going to be more than 500 horsepower, and that will make it the most powerfully the most powerful normally aspirated Ford Mustang production engine today. As a matter of fact, the most powerful naturally aspirated Ford engine to date. They're also using a lot of advanced materials in this vehicle, including MagnaRide dampers, some aggressive brakes, and a finely tuned aerodynamic package. And they're pushing the Mustang performance-wise to some previously unmatched levels. I myself have not had the opportunity yet to check out the 2015 Mustang. They're on sale now in limited numbers, and I know two of my friends already have them. Two automotive journalist friends of mine have already taken delivery of Ford Mustang GTs for 2015 and are thoroughly enjoying the vehicle. It's, you know, nowhere near as powerful as, let's say, the Dodge Challenger SRT models, but it's a different type of vehicle, a little bit more tossable, a little bit more tuned towards handling. When you look back at Mustang history, there's been an awful lot of Mustangs manufactured. Maybe we should make that a trivia question here on the show. The Mustang debuted for 1964. Since that time, there have been millions of Mustangs sold. Let's see if we can have someone give us a guess. How many million Mustangs have been sold since the vehicle's 1964 debut? Whoever comes up with the closest will get a cool prize, courtesy of Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Of course, as I mentioned, the Mustang GT is all new, and it has also a significantly upgraded V8, now delivering 435 horsepower and 400 pound-feet of torque. They also, in the Mustang lineup for 2015, are offering a 300 horsepower, 3.7 liter V6, and an all-new 2.3 liter four-cylinder EcoBoost engine, which brings state-of-the-art technology to the Mustang. This small engine, 2.3 liters, is not a big engine. It uses direct injection. It uses variable cam timing and a twin-scroll turbocharger, and delivers what performance lovers expect, output of 310 horsepower and 320 pound-feet of torque. So the EcoBoost four-cylinder is actually more powerful than the 3.7-liter V6 engine. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like News Talk 1540, KXEL in Iowa. We'll say hello to everybody, Dennis Lowe and the entire crew there. We were scheduled to be joined by the chief nameplate engineer for the Mustang. Looks like we may have to reschedule this interview for another time, but I can't wait to tell you about some of the other unveils at the L.A. Auto Show. One aftermarket vehicle we should mention is a collaboration between designer Henrik Fisker, who for many years was the head designer for Aston Martin and also did some work for Jag. In recent times, Henrik had his own car company. You may remember the Fisker car, the Fisker Karma. Actually, they used it on the television show Two and a Half Men for a while as being like the ultimate cool car for a wealthy individual, as Ashton Kutcher in his role there drove this electric hybrid vehicle, and it was a very sleek four-door sedan. It was indeed the Fisker. And Fisker had kind of an unusual run in which it was very hot, and they did quite well in the beginning, but then kind of got in over their head, and now the Fisker Car Company is no more. But it's good to see Henrik going back to his roots and going back to designing. So he teamed up with a big Ford dealership in Southern California called Bachmann. It's the largest Ford dealership in the world, and they have a specialty tuning arm, which is called GAS, which stands for Galpin Auto Sports, and it's headed up by a good friend of the program, Bo Bachmann. And Bo used to work on Pimp My Ride as a producer and is a true car guy, and they have built this special edition Mustang designed by Henrik. And with Galpin Motors being the largest Ford dealer in the world, they certainly have access to plenty of Mustang GTs, which can be converted to this new super Mustang designed by Henrik. And it's reportedly putting out more than 700 horsepower. We'll have to get some additional information on that. Another big unveil. We'll leave the General Motors stuff for James Bell, who will be joining us in hour number two of the program. James is the head of consumer affairs for GM. It was from Jag, the Jaguar F-Type. This one took me by surprise. And when we come back on the other side, we'll tell you about the addition of something very cool to the Jag F-Type. You're listening to Auto World.
Well, I saw a product sign, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Linden, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Leggetts were set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Looks like we're going to have to reschedule with the Mustang chief engineer for the upcoming Shelby GT 350 for 2016. It will come in calendar year 2015. I'm hearing somewhere around the summertime you'll be able to take delivery of the 2016 Shelby GT 350. So we'll get him back with us somewhere in the not-too-distant future. James Bell from General Motors will be with us in hour number two of the program to tell us all about the GM unveils. But before the break, I was mentioning one of the most beautiful vehicles on the road. A radio friend of mine, Jerry Doyle, has just ordered one of these vehicles to replace an Aston Martin that he owned for many, many years. Jerry makes a lot of money, and before he was in the radio business, he was an actor in Hollywood and actually worked on Wall Street as well. So he has done quite well in his career. So he has a bunch of cars, and he always likes to have one really cool one. Well, the Jag F-Type for 2015 has been tweaked. In particular, the one that he ordered, which is the real hot one, the Coupe R, it's going to get all-wheel drive standard, which surprises me in a lot of ways because, you know, Jag is now offering all-wheel drive on a number of their sedans, but this is the first application in a high-performance vehicle. It's not uncommon today, all-wheel drive in high-performance vehicles. Every Lamborghini sold has got all-wheel drive. The Nissan GT-R also has all-wheel drive. If you are fortunate enough to be buying a top-of-the-line Porsche, a 911 Turbo, that's got all-wheel drive as well. Nissan's amazing GTR also has got all-wheel drive standard. That's the only way you can get it. Audi's R8 is also all-wheel drive. But what this does is this vehicle puts out a significant amount of horsepower, 550 horsepower, 502 pound-feet of torque. But from now on, as I told Jerry, the all-wheel drive variant, it will be a little bit quicker because it will put that power to the ground on all four wheels. But no more smoky burnouts, no more spinning the tires, because the all-wheel drive performance cars do not spin their tires. I mean, that's one of the big problems with the amazing Hellcat vehicles from Dodge. You got the Hellcat Challenger and the Hellcat Charger putting out a remarkable amount of power, 707 horsepower and 650 pound-feet of torque, but it is rear-wheel drive, and it is very difficult to launch that car I mean, you're going to get a great 0-60 time, even if you're spinning your tires and wasting some of the vehicle's energy. But that's what you're doing. If you have a lot of power, you're basically outdoing the vehicle's level of adhesion to the road. No tire, even a very, very expensive tire, can withstand that kind of power. So that's the reason why Jag is doing this with the F-Type, and maybe for foul weather reasons as well. Certainly, living in New England all of my life, I can understand the importance of all-wheel drive in latter years. In the last decade, I have owned a couple of all-wheel drive vehicles, and they both were outstanding in the snow. Speaking of all-wheel drive vehicles, Ford took the wraps off their refreshing Ford Explorer for 2016. So, like the Shelby GT350, we're going to see this during 2015, but it is going to be a 2016 model. It is also going to have the more powerful EcoBoost engine that the Mustang has, the 2.3-liter EcoBoost engine, replacing the former 2-liter EcoBoost engine, and available with all-wheel drive. And they've also combined a couple of different models into one. They used to have a luxury model and a sport model, and now they've merged those two together in a new platinum model, which has both the sporting aspects with a 3.5-liter EcoBoost, more than 350 horsepower V6 engine, lots of great performance, along with lots of luxury features. So I was speaking a little bit earlier today to the gentleman who's the brand manager for the Explorer, and he is really, really proud of this vehicle. BMW in L.A. took the wraps off the latest M variants of their lineup, the BMW X5M and the BMW X6M. Both are giving a new engine for the model year, the M twin power turbo engine, and we see this in a number of M applications. It's 4.4 liters in size, a V8 engine pumping out a very nice 575 horsepower, and this is in this particular configuration, it's all-wheel drive. It's the most powerful engine available from BMW with the all-wheel drive, so that should be a really cool ride, to say the least, if you're in the market for a high-end sport utility vehicle, or as the folks at BMW like to call them, sport activity vehicles. Another interesting vehicle, which was shown off in concept form from Infiniti in L.A., is a vehicle that they're calling the Q80, the Q80 Inspiration. Very beautiful design. 550 horsepower from a hybrid powertrain. This is a large size sedan that may be headed to production, not exactly in this form, but in pretty close to this form. That's what the folks are saying. This vehicle could be doing battle for buyers who are shopping vehicles like the BMW 7 Series, the Audi A8, or the Mercedes S-Class. It's a beautiful vehicle, and I know Infiniti is also fooling around with a car that I really hope that they build, and that's going to be a sedan which utilizes the Nissan GT-R engine and all-wheel drive, and that will make that a super sedan, but right now that's still also in concept form. Honda took the wraps off a brand new vehicle in Los Angeles. This is a new vehicle called the HR-V. It's a small sport utility vehicle. This is a crossover vehicle. This is smaller than their CR-V. It's a little bit sportier. And they did a very, very good job with the design of this vehicle called the HR-V. Think of the Honda CR-V kind of in smaller scale with a little bit more of a sporty attitude. That was one of the big unveils in Los Angeles. Audi showed off a concept vehicle which is a very large coupe, and many people before the show were saying that they were going to launch this as a production vehicle and make it the top of the line Audi, besides the sports car, the R8, call it the A9, but in fact it was a design exercise to show off what Audi's new chief designer has in mind for future Audis. And if this is indication of what he has in mind for future Audis, we can expect some really beautiful vehicles. And who knows, it may indeed find its way into production form as that top-of-the-line coupe. Acura had a big show in Los Angeles, taking the wraps off the ILX. And this vehicle is geared towards drivers, which is impressive because Acura in recent times had kind of gotten it away from its sporty characteristics, which were so much part of the brand's DNA when it was launched and when Acura had its sports car, the NSX. Well, the Acura NSX sports car is coming back, and it looks like Acura is really upping its ante when it comes to performance. This better styled version of the ILX has a new 2.4 liter four cylinder engine, up to 201 horsepower and 80 pound feet of torque. That's 50 horsepower better than the present vehicle that's out there. So that's definitely good news. Mazda had a couple of unveils at the LA Auto Show, including the CX-3. It shares the same wheelbase as the Mazda 2 subcompact. However, it's a slightly longer and wider version of its hatchback sibling, and it's going to have a 2-liter four-cylinder engine with a 6-speed automatic transmission. And Mazda has also tweaked their Mazda 6 sedan, which is a great vehicle, with some upgrades for 2016. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next week. Otherwise, more straight ahead.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.